Damien, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. So, Star Wars Identities, what's the idea behind this exhibition?
Okay, so it's an interactive exhibition, which has... So the exhibition is in two parts, really. So it's got lots of material culture from all the Star Wars movies, and they're all original, so they're all costumes, props, and artworks that we used in the making of the Star Wars movies. There's no repros and no replicas. It's all actual artifact from the movie-making process. So they're on display, but there's also this interactive element where you actually get to create your own Star Wars character, and that's been informed both by the Star Wars universe and all the characters in and their adventures in it, and also with real-world science. So there was psychologists and neuroscientologists that were involved in forming this interactive part of the exhibition.
Mm. So what happens in the interactive process in creating yourself, recreating yourself, I suppose you might say, in the Star Wars universe?
Right, so when you first come into the exhibition, the first thing you do is you pick a type of character or a breed, for want of a better word. So there's 14 beings from the Star Wars universe that you can choose, and of course there's a male and female human, there's of course a Gungan, there's a Wookiee, of course, Nemodian, Beastalk, and I could go on, and the Star Wars diehards will know exactly what I'm talking about. So that's the first part, and then as you go through the exhibition, you get to look at the artifacts and learn about the Star Wars stories, and also there's some sort of questions that are posed to you that make you then make a choice about what kind of character you are. And of course you can do that based on your own characteristics, or you can create your own Sith character that's someone who's quite evil in intent, and what makes someone end up like that.
Something of a choose your own adventure kind of scenario.
Absolutely, yeah. So very much so, based on that kind of choose your own adventure story.
I'm curious if the data that people are creating here is being kept on store anywhere, and if you're seeing any sort of patterns emerging in terms of favoured identities, how people see themselves and how they recreate themselves.
Absolutely. So there's sort of a top five of the type of characters that people choose, and it's been quite interesting. And certainly the number one wasn't what I was expecting, but the number one character that people are choosing is an Ewok. So people are choosing to be an Ewok Jedi. That's the number one character that's being chosen.
Get in there and just sort of cut them off at the legs, that'd be all right. Yeah.
Exactly. And of course, that is influenced by kids, of course. So the Ewoks are the smallest character. So lots of kids, of course, are choosing that. But the number two is even more surprising. So the number two is a Nortan Jedi. Now, Nortan is the character, being of the character Kit Fisto, and not a very well-known character, and certainly wasn't featured in the original trilogy. So he's a Jedi who has long tentacles in place of what I guess would be dreadlocks, say. So he's got, instead of hair, he's got these long tentacles that he's got tied back.
Now that you mention it, I must admit I was drawing a bit of a blank there, but because I was a big fan of the original trilogy, was drawing a little bit of a blank. But now I believe I've got in mind who you're talking about there, Damien.
Yeah. So Kit Fisto, or his sort of breed of alien. This is number two, which is quite surprising. Number three isn't that surprising. The Wookiee. So people, of course, want to be Chewbacca or one of Chewbacca's cousins. Number four is a human. And a human Jedi.
Easy choice, yeah.
Yeah, and number four is a Zabrak character. Now, Darth Maul was a Zabrak, so he's the guy with the little devil horns. And so that one, they're a little bit, especially number two was surprising to me. And number six is a Gungan. Now, Now, Gungan is the Jar Jar Binks character.
I remember him well.
Yeah, and I think people might be having a bit of a joke choosing him, but he's number six.
I'm curious, Damon, any of these characters, you know, or the characters from the original film particularly speak to you when you were getting this exhibition together?
Look, Han Solo. You mentioned in the beginning Han Solo. I always really liked... His character was really based on the American Western. And that's one of the things Lucas was sort of trying to do, was create a space Western. And I think the Han Solo character was the one character that really stayed true to that sort of original aesthetic of the gunslinger, the smart aleck gunslinger.
Well, I understand this one is going through until, mid-June? So plenty of chance for people to still get in there and have a look-see at it. Damien, it sounds terrific. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.